Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
This installment of Blunt Business is brought to you by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm just going to tell you, we're days away. Register already if you haven't done it. If you're in South Florida, you're within driving distance of the Hyatt Regency downtown Miami, or you're not that far away from getting a short flight into Miami because, you know, it's a hub and flights are very cheap to come in this time of year. August 3rd and 4th, join us, usccexpo.com. Again, usccexpo.com. You don't want to miss it. This episode, we talk about a sustainability-driven cannabis technology and design company who claims that their new vaporizer will change the way users consume marijuana forever. Sounds like you need a reverb underneath that. Here to tell us about that is the head of marketing at Omura, O-M-U-R-A, if you need to spell it at home, BJ Coretta. BJ, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Our pleasure. So, Omura is introducing a proprietary heat-not-burn technology, which strikes the delicate balance of heating the whole flower without burning it. It's said to combine the innovative benefits of vaping with the ritual of smoking whole flower to deliver an enlightened yet eco-friendly cannabis experience. Expand on that heat-not-burn technology for us.
Yeah, so the heat-not-burn technology, our founders are, creators and engineers, that is their trait. They used to work for British American Tobacco for years and worked with them in helping to design the heat-not-burn technology for tobacco. So the first iteration or the main iteration of that was over in Asia with the IQOS device, which came out, and I believe has just been approved in the U.S., so it should be distributed shortly. And got together and realized that there was an opening in the cannabis space where you could get the benefits of a vape pen with the purity of the whole flower. And that was the whole entire ethos of what they were trying to develop and actually did. So we consider ourselves a whole flower evangelist. And look, we all know that there's only more and more flower. It's never going away. So the objective here was to really create something that's pure, that people can get all the benefits and convenience of a vape pen, but actually consume it via whole flower where they're no hassle, minimal odor, no mess. The sticks that go into the actual device are biodegradable.
Now, congratulations. Engadget.com actually featured your vaporizer in an article that you just recently pushed out, mentioning how conventional vaporizers tend to have their own idiosyncrasies. Some have limited or arbitrary heat settings. The heat element could be ceramic, metal, or quartz. Now, there's also the fuss of grinding and packing the chamber, which is easy enough, but becomes more of a chore the more you consume. With your Series 1 vaporizer, what you do is you slide the cartridge into the chamber, click the button to activate heating, and off you go. A session runs for 3 minutes, during which you can go to town on the cartridge. Once the session is over, it'll switch off by the time the cartridge is spent. Interesting. So now you put this together. So almost like sounds like almost kind of like a humidifier kind of feel to it, but or vaporizers have you seen for those that use it for menthol to help for common colds, things like that. Talk to me about being able to put this device together and the design of it and how it works out like it does and how it does compare to conventional vaporizers.
Yeah, your conventional vaporizer, the current ones that are on the market, you know, you got to grind them, you got to pack them, you got to clean them. Like there's a whole process to it. So from our perspective, it was, you know, look, we live in a world that keeps moving at a really fast clip. So we needed to provide something to the consumers that actually took away half of that process and made it super simple, easy to understand. So there's no setting temperature, there's no nothing. The way the actual Insight Tech was created was for it to be a convection that it gets up to 400 degrees, but the temperature rises and decreases based on your intake. So whether you're actually hitting the stick or you're not, there's an air bath that flows around the outside, not the outside, on the inside of the device, but outside on the inside, that regulates the temperature. So it begins to pick up as you begin to inhale off of the stick. So you get maximum pull through the actual stick, which then heats the terpenes of the flower and pulls it through. The other interesting part in all this is that, you know, if you were to light up a joint, what is the number? You're burning about 30% of the flower off of it. This is about a 90 to 95%. You're not, because nothing's burning here. So you're actually getting that whole experience of more terpene profiles and flavor. So it's a really smooth actual pull and experience from a consumption basis.
And most important, this material here, by doing this vaporizing technique of heat, not burn, you won't get any smoke or the health concerns that come with that. So what do you say to those that are trying to look at this as the idea of the safety of really, you know, letting your lungs be able to go ahead and be able to function and not have the issue of that with tobacco or other vape pens or others and the like, and the harming effects of what smoke inside of your lungs can really put on your body?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's no secret, smoke inhalation is a negative, whether it's cigarettes or whether it's cannabis at the end of the day. You don't need a ton of research to understand that. So the other point of view is vaping and using vape pens. You know, I've used vape pens for a long period of time. I don't think there's a whole lot of clarity on what's in all the oils at the end of the day, and it's not 100% pure, where this technology and this actual way to consume, it is tried and true whole flower. There is nothing else you're getting. It is plain and simple. You are pulling the flavors and the profiles of the actual flower into your actual system. So there's no smoke inhalation. There's no kind of weird mystery oils. There's no mixing. It is 100% whole flower. You know, and as we know, as the business continues to evolve, you know, the growers and the agronomists and the botanists, like, they're getting better and better and better at the DNA of how they grow strains. And that's also part of the purpose of this is, you know, as we evolve, because this, our tech, we're the technology. So we're not just in one state. Our objective is to get into every state. And right now we're in California, Arizona, and Maryland. So medical and recreational, because you're not burning anything. So even if there's a medical law that says, okay, you can only sell whole flower, but you can't smoke it, great, use our device because you don't actually burn it. And there's no smoke inhalation coming into your lungs, which is great.
Very effective. And that's a good thing to go and mention now. One other question before we go and jump in the break. So your heat not burn technology equates to cleaner consumption and what is being referred to as the entourage effect. Oh, there's that word, that phrase. The full impact of the... because everybody kind of gets like, you know, almost need like a drama button. Dun, 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 right? Full impact of the flower's terpene profile. So when it in regards to the entourage effect, talk to me about the conditions that are created in the process to reach this point with that technology.
Yeah, so the whole idea behind that, which, you know as well as I do, most people throw out as a marketing word, so to speak. Just like the... most of the industry is in effects-based marketing right now and not actually in flower marketing. We could talk about that for probably hours. But anyway, from our perspective, we view the entourage effect as like, this is, you're getting as much of, or to a deep extent, the full terpene profile. So, you know, when you light something, you don't really know what you're burning. You don't know what's getting burned off. When you extract something into an oil or vape pen, you're not really sure how much of which terpenes are disappearing, you're just creating an actual oil at the end of the day. Where this, we're not doing anything to the flower except for breaking it down and then it gets put into the stick and nothing is burning. So it gives you the best opportunity to get more of that entourage effect. Now, granted, our technology and device, it's a much lighter high. We like to say it's more of a lift. You know, this is not meant for people who are really looking to, you know, take it to the next level.
Let's do this, PJ. I want to continue on the entourage effect. I just want to give people a tease of that answer. But let's do this. I want to let people wait around for the commercial break because I want to expand on this topic. And I have some great information to tell everybody in regards to the entourage effect, exciting avenues of product development. Aside from what you're doing at Omura, I want to go ahead and focus on that coming up after the break. So let's go ahead and just hold you over for real quick. I'm here again with the head of marketing at Omura, BJ Coretta, here on Blunt Business. And we'll have more questions for him in just a second. But my question to all of you is, how come you haven't registered for the United States Cannabis Conference and Expo yet? Well, it's time. We're only weeks away. We're coming up to days away. It's time for you to go and get your tickets now. And we really want you to go and join us. We have a great show planned for you if you're coming to Miami, August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida at the Hyatt Regency downtown Miami. If you are in South Florida, there is no reason you shouldn't be here. Again, if you're a doctor within the South Florida market and you want to go ahead and take the physician's evaluation and be able to take the exam so you can become a certified medical marijuana physician, please learn more about it. It really behooves you to go ahead and learn more about it if that's something that you want to do. And also for patients, drag other people. They want to get their medical marijuana card. They can see a doctor at our show, get evaluated, see the doctor same day, write out the paperwork, get it all done, and then you're just waiting to get your medical marijuana card. It's as easy as that. We'll have great advocates, great speakers, a very bustling expo floor. We hope you will join us. It's coming up August 3rd and 4th, Miami, Florida, the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. We're pushing hard, and we hope you'll join us there. We'll be there with you, and I hope you'll go ahead and get to say hello. I'll get the one that's going to say hello to a lot of listeners at the show. I hope you'll join us there. USCCExpo.com is where to go to get your tickets. Go get them now, USCCExpo.com. Back with more with BJ Coretta after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, lama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himpink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. Register before May 1st for an early bird discount of 50% off now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com. Join us for the 2019 U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo August 3rd and 4th in Miami. Register now at usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with BJ Coretta from Omura, O-M-U-R-A, for those of you scoring at home. Before the break, BJ, I had mentioned we were going to expand on the topic of the entourage effect. NutritionalOutlook.com, not a place I normally look for news, but they wrote a fascinating look at the exciting avenues of product development for manufacturers looking to work with a wider range of cannabinoids. I wanted to bring this up because we don't talk enough about the other cannabinoids. And on our USCC Expo show, we're going to have a panel specifically on the other acronyms of the cannabinoid system. So we're less going to talk about that. I just got a few things to bring up to you, and I'll ask you a question real quick, BJ. But let me give this information to our listeners. Even as the popularity of full-spectrum products grows, there is still a lot we don't know about their effects. Though the entourage effect has been scientifically documented, claims of efficacy online far outpace the support of science. In the case of CBD, the primary study validating these claims is a study treating mice suffering from inflammation. The study authors noted that CBD isolate, a pure formation of the individual cannabinoid, exhibited a bell-shaped dose response, or in other words, a certain dosage demonstrated maximum efficacy, and increasing dosages actually had diminishing medicinal effects. In contrast, it was observed that mice treated with a full-spectrum extract containing all the cannabinoids CBD, THC, CBG, CBC, and CBN, plus terpenes and other plant molecules, experienced increasing medicinal effects as the dose increased, corresponding to a linear increase in efficacy as compared to that bell-shaped response from the pure CBD isolate. So the fact of the matter is, as your team looked at exploring other cannabinoids like CBG, CBD, CBC, or CBN with their heat-not-burn technology, because the more concentrated, it's not neat about quality, it's more about quality than quantity, right?
Yeah, I think this is a much, I'm going to probably give you a much bigger answer than you probably were expecting, but I think this is just, everything you said is, I think this is the industry's challenge at the end of the day. I think the more everyone begins to study the plant and the benefits and the effects and, you know, even potential negativities of the plant, the more consumers are going to know and be able to, you know, make better choices when they're actually purchasing stuff. Because going back to one of my earlier comments, which was based on like effects-based marketing, like I think that the industry has to move in a different direction. And I think exactly what you just said is part of the reason why we actually have to do that. Because as this continues to become more of a mainstream situation, as more and more states either go medical or recreational, like, look, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how quickly or how long it actually takes. We need to actually move into a direction to where this plant has been tested for and is good, or this strain is good for this. This strain is good for this. And get away from this create and sleep and jump and run and whatever, to where we actually get to a point where, you know, if I'm a 45-year-old man, I'm not saying I'm that old yet, but if I'm a 45-year-old man who is, you know, has done a weekend of athletic activities and I'm like sore as can be, or I need a good night rest, what is the best form of cannabis? And what is the best form of cannabinoids and terpenes that I can actually ingest into my system to give me what I actually need without any side effects?
Now, let me go ahead and follow up on that. So here's another thing to make mention of in this same article from NutritionalOutlook.com. Moving forward, it will be important to not only study the effects of individual cannabinoids, but to study mixtures of cannabinoids and terpenes in a controlled and scientific fashion. This has not been done to date, as far as we know. Full-spectrum extracts and as ingredients may truly have different or greater medicinal effects, but current claims should be treated as anecdotal as best. Now, a little bit more context. Along with the difficulties in producing THC-free full-spectrum extracts, another challenge is that there's a myriad of misinformation and debate about what full-spectrum actually means. Unfortunately, there is no widely accepted definition of full-spectrum. Some individuals claim that all cannabinoids, including THC, must be present in the true full spectrum extract, while others claim that only CBD and terpenes must be present. Still others claim that a diluted extract with THC, CBG, and CBC present at levels below 0.3% or at undetectable levels is still considered full spectrum. For now, manufacturers and consumers have to decide on their own that accepted definition. So manufacturers sourcing or offering that extract should therefore be knowledgeable about the minor cannabinoid and terpene content of their product. It's a mouthful, but like I said, I thought there was so much being said right there. But let me give you a minute to unpack this. How do you think the industry should respond with adding more products with these new cannabinoids? How does this challenge get tackled?
I think the industry just has to get smarter. I think that the industry has to, I think we have to be more honest with the consumer base at the end of the day. If we can start with that, then we can roll ourselves down this path of where we actually need to go from a mainstream and federal scenario to where, like, we need to talk about what people are actually consuming more. You know, it can't just be pretty packaging and this and that, and a sativa and a hybrid, because like you mentioned, CBN, right? CBN, from everything that I've read, that's the sleep, right? If you put a ton of CBN in anything, whether it's a tincture or vape pens, whatever it is, it should knock you out, right?
It's like an antihistamine, basically.
Right? Yeah. So let's go down that path. Like, pick the lane, go down it, nail it, do all the homework, teach all the consumers. Like, we need to eventually get into picking each one of these off one by one. And then going back to what you said, when growers or botanists or manufacturers, when they want to marry some of them together, have the data and the backup to talk about why they did it and what it can do for you and how to actually consume it. Because, you know, there is the whole, I don't know, talk to people, say, oh, indica doesn't put me to sleep, or sativa doesn't pick me up. And it's like, yeah, I'm sure it doesn't. Did you actually look at what strain it is and what actually is in the strain, right? But consumers, they're not thinking about that, right? And I don't think dispensaries are going medical or recreational the next step of charting to have that conversation. So as the industry maturates more and more and more, you know, you're going to want to know, like, or, you know, are we going down the organic path? What's the difference between indoor and outdoor? Like, these are the basic things that the general consumer is clueless on, right? Because they bought weed from the friend.
But I think the fact of the matter is they're smart enough to understand it if the information is presented the right way.
Correct. Yeah. You and I completely are aligned and agree with this. That's why I feel like brands and manufacturers need to talk about the flower more and more and more, and the strains. Like, if you have a wedding cake or a gelato, okay, unless you've smoked that for an extended period of time and are more of a connoisseur, you probably would have no idea what that is, except for it's branded really well and your friend told you it was cool, right? We have to present all this the right manner.
Oh, and this is a conversation we want to get started with other listeners and those that are cannabis business owners, that this is something that should be part of the next level of conversations, the next phase of cannabis in general. We should be able to go and have this information much more available. And, I mean, it might be overwhelming to some people, but, I mean, for those that it matters to, when it comes to getting our product, the product into more markets, and for those to really embrace the product that are not privy to trying it yet, the only more information is the better. Information is power. Knowledge is power, as we know. One again, I got to go and take ourselves to one more break, BJ. I'm so sorry, but let's go ahead and come back in. I got one more question to ask about when it comes to full spectrum. And just to go on this real fascinating subject and take a little bit of time to learn more about what Amura is doing, coming up after the break here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Educate, empower, and engage in the evolution of the cannabis industry. Join thousands of industry professionals on August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida for the return of the U.S. Cannabis Conference and Expo. Register for an early bird discount now at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
In 2018, the National Cannabis Industry Association saw a 60% increase in congressional co-sponsorship of their priority legislation, the federal legalization of hemp, as well as the election of a new Congress expected to be more cannabis-friendly.
NCIA will host our 9th annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days, May 21st through 23rd in Washington, D.C. Join in, advocate for our industry, and forge a unified front with the industry's most politically engaged leaders. NCIA members from across the country descend on Capitol Hill for our annual Lobby Days event to tell their stories and advocate for federal reforms needed for our industry to reach its full potential. Make your plans now to be at the National Cannabis Industry Association's 9th Annual Cannabis Industry Lobby Days in Washington, D.C. Register for Lobby Days and learn how NCIA works to advance the cannabis industry's policy agenda every day at www.thecannabisindustry.org/lobbydays2019. Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's P-O-U-C-H-Z.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back on Final Questions with BJ Coretta, the head of marketing at Omura. And of course, you can learn more at omura.com, O-M-U-R-A. As we're looking at this, now, one more question I have for you, BJ. We've been talking again about the entourage effect. We've been talking about the number of cannabinoids that should be focused on more when it comes to building out more technology and looking at the definition of full spectrum and looking at letting manufacturers sourcing your offering. I said before the break, offering a full spectrum extract should be more knowledgeable about the minor cannabinoids and the terpene content of their products and share that with their consumers. So given the current complexities pertaining to full spectrum extracts, this is again from nutritionoutlook.com. Some manufacturers may find it useful to consider formulating with specific minor cannabinoids. As mentioned above, the current understanding of the medicinal effects of these minor cannabinoids is sparse. The area of research is still in its infancy. However, one can imagine the exciting future opportunities to create nutraceuticals as the understanding of how these cannabinoids work is further developed. Unique formulations created with mixtures of cannabinoids could provide different health benefits, especially when formulated in a controlled fashion. So, is that something that's being done right now? If that's an issue that the Omura Lab's doing at all, like what is it that's being done right now in the testing, research, development phase at where? What's going on over there?
Yeah, I mean we don't touch the flower, so to speak. I mean, we obviously did our own R&D when the technology was created and going out and buying buying whole flower and then packing it into the sticks and then going through and what was actually happening. We're partnering with flower brands in each one of these states to actually pack the sticks. Because our philosophy and thought process and all this is some of these companies are getting so advanced in what they're actually doing and their grow capabilities and their manufacturing capabilities. Let's partner with them and work together. Like, how do we partner and work together to communicate more along this line and provide people with, you know, the opportunity to experience whole flower without, you know, again, if you're not used to smoking or consuming whole flower and you try to jump right back in and smoke a joint, like you're going to have a very interesting experience. Like it may not be one that you're going to love, right? And a lot of people turn to vape pens and edibles, which is great. But again, our philosophy is flower is king and queen. It's not going anywhere. So how do we lean into that and work with them to provide this type of vaping heat not burn experience to the consumer with whole flower? So it's 100% pure. And I think we just need to keep moving down the path of working together, explain what these strains are, what they can do for you, what they're meant for along those lines, and really try to just push that holistic message of, you know, this is what this is, and we recommend this for X, Y, and Z. Not medical, that's not our field, but just from an experience perspective.
So when you were asked by Green Entrepreneur about the advantages of heat not burn technology that Armour provides with their new vaporizer, you mentioned how it, quote, helps bridge the gap between whole flower and the vape market. You're combining two ends of the spectrum and bringing them together. There's nothing purer than whole flower. It's an experience than the oils, and there are no additives to it. And if you're a new consumer or re-entering the market, you tend to stay away from flour. And I don't disagree. No one wants to get too high. So at this point, what do you think we should be that you hope they're going to do, I guess? Will Amura look to do anything, I guess, to kind of follow up on if new products come into the play? I guess, do you think maybe our conversation might have opened the door to maybe looking at some other formulations that might work with these vaporizers that you're putting to market?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, look, our first step is we're introducing a new technology into the space, right? Which is in and of itself a fairly large and daunting task, but one that we're excited to be taking on. And I think out of the gate, we have some really interesting partners who've actually tried it, and their teams have tried it, and they've come back pretty quickly and like, let's figure out how to work together. Because, you know, the more people that see in the lane that we're looking in, the better off we think we are, obviously. But it's like, let's crawl before we walk, before we run. Because again, introducing a new tech, I'd rather us do it right than rush it and try to say all these crazy things. Let's do it right with a few partners. Let's start to get it into the market. Let's give people the right experience, you know, all while we are continually educating them about what they're actually experiencing.
Now, the Series 1 vaporizer is what's being put to market. I see that it's pretty affordable. It looks great. I love the way the build of the device looks. It looks real slick, very cool, very fashionable. Question is, now it's just being brought to market, so I notice if you go to the website, you have people get emailed when they or know when it's available online. So I guess the question is, where can people get it now in the meantime, and when will they know when, if there's any kind of a timeline as to when people can go and order it online for themselves, and how they can get the cartridges?
Sure. Yep. So currently we are available at all Harvest locations in Arizona. In the state of California, we are currently available in Urba and Oz in LA, and we'll be in San Diego and Northern California by the beginning of next week. We should have delivery set up by the end of this week as well. So anybody can just come to omura.com, omura.com, sign up for the newsletter or follow us on our Instagram, which is just at omura, and we'll be constantly updating people. You know, payment process, even for technology devices, isn't the easiest in the world. So we're still figuring all that out, but you'll be able to directly buy the tech from Amura.com shortly, and we'll ship it to wherever you're located.
Perfect. So hopefully this, again, we opened the conversation. We just turned the page to let people know, you know what, there's more to it. First of all, I thought that the heat not burn technology, the fact that we can have people enjoy the flower without the smoke is a fantastic thing to have, and that this technology, again, go figure, from the tobacco industry, we're the ones that are able to put this together. So this is good to know, and then I think what needs to happen next is, just like I thought of, that's why I thought when we put this conversation together, I thought talking about the fact that, okay, you're putting out full spectrum. Can we get other ways of full spectrum that are even be more beneficial? And maybe where it's necessary one of these days where, you know, cannabis becomes more smokeless than anything else. I think that's the trend that's going on as well, that vape pens are getting so popular. If we're getting to the point of smokeless, I think that works for everybody. And I like that direction more than anything else. Not against anything with the flower. I just think there's a different way to produce it and use it. That's just where my opinion is from it anyways.
You and I tend to agree on that.
So. I'm glad somebody agrees with me on something here. And I hope, listeners, you have a chance to make your comments known about this as well. So please, if you have any comments you want to make mention about this discussion right here, this we put together, if you want to go and debate this court about it, email me, Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at cannabisradio.com. Again, B-R-A-S-C-O at cannabisradio.com. And, of course, let me spell out the website for BJ's sake, omura.com. Go ahead and take a look at all the products. You can look at the product. You can see the device, the different styles, the different looks of it, and learn more information about it. And with that said, thank you all for joining us here on Bump Business, again, presented by the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. Once again, we'll have that coming up August 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida. We hope you'll join us for that. Meantime, BJ, thank you so much for being with us here on the program. Really do appreciate you making time.
You got it. Happy to do it. Thanks again.
All right, so we're out of time. Folks, remember, keep in mind that you can download past episodes of Blunt Business. Go to CannabisRadio.com. Subscribe to the show on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and make sure to go and rate us 5 stars and give us a great review out there. Something glowing. We really appreciate it. Also, find us on Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.